There you go. KX93.5 music from Hyrie, and the song is called Sensi Boy. That's actually track 5 off of her debut LP, which is available right now. And she's sitting here in the studio with me right now. How are things?
Things are great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. What do you think of Laguna Beach thus far? Have you spent much time in town at all?
You know, we came not too long ago, but we've seen that the beach is just right down the street from your office, so we're definitely going to go there.
Isn't it the best thing ever? I've been telling artists that it's highly Instagrammable. Not only our studios here, but just Laguna Beach is beautiful, you know?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes, it's very nice.
I've been, well, first of all, Hyrie, who did you bring with yourself today?
Well, I brought my clown of a guitarist over here. His name is Chase.
Hey, hello, you guys. My name is Brother Chase.
And I have Zena on the melodica today.
Hola, bless. Glad to be here.
Hola. Hola.
And I have my bassist, Andy, and he'll be picking on the guitar today. So.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, man. Taking one for the team and putting down the electric bass and picking up the acoustic guitar, you know? You guys did agree to perform more or less a stripped-down set for us, and we do appreciate that. But this record, it's got a lot of tracks on it, including bonus tracks. And I imagine if people go online and find your stuff, they can get the record,
you can,
right?
You can even, you know, if you just want to sample it, you can find it on, what is it, Spotify, Pandora. I mean, you could get it on iTunes. It's streaming on my website. So.
That's good. As an independent artist, to be available on all those digital outlets is something that you need to do, you know?
Definitely, yeah, if you want to get heard, for sure.
So how many people are in the band, and who are we missing?
There's 7 people in the band. We're missing our drummer, our horn section. We have a trombone and a sax player.
What an unbelievable production. Are you able to actually tour with a bunch of people like that?
We have 10 people in our 15-passenger van that we tour in, and it's kind of a struggle, but we've been pretty lucky with some things, so it's been pretty smooth so far.
And you told me that a bunch of the people on stage with you, they're not on the record, but you kind of assembled this band, you know, after the fact, right?
Yeah, I was just planning on doing an EP, and then I'd linked up with a really cool producer, and we were able to do 13 tracks plus 4 bonus tracks, and then I put the band together at that point, and we jumped right on tour. So we've been a band for about 11 months now, and we're creeping on to about 10,000 fans.
That's great. That's amazing. Yeah. How do you, what do you attribute that to, having 10,000 fans already in really a short amount of time?
We were really lucky to jump on tour with one of reggae's, you know, really big independent reggae bands called Tribal Seeds. And so
Seeds is great.
They are.
Yeah.
They really are. Yeah. And they've been independent for 10 plus years. And they took us on tour, and we were in front of, you know, thousands of people. So, you know, I credit a lot of our exposure to that. But then a lot of it is just, you know, the band and I have not stopped, you know, performing and being on tour.
Right. That's great.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, you're playing tomorrow in San Diego at the San Diego Fairgrounds.
Exactly.
That's got to be a fun time. Yeah. I imagine it'll be during the day, you think?
It will. Well, it'll be at around 4 p.m., and I think it's about an $8 admission, and you get all the free shows. There's Expanders, Anuja. It's going to be great. The Devastators. We're really excited.
Very cool. Again, Hyrie in studio on listener-supported KX93.5, at least 4 members of the band here in our studio right now. The record's available right now. It's been out since what, tail end of 2013
July,
or something?
July, October 3rd, actually, it came out.
Right on. Mm-hmm. And it is HyrieMusic.com.
Yes.
And of course, you've been Instagramming as soon as you came to our studios, and that's cool, too. We'll find you on social media. Do you mind if we hear another song off the record?
I would love it. I'd be honored. Thank
what
you.
What should we play? It's really up to you.
Let's play Wise Man, please.
All right, I'm gonna cue up the old CD player here in the studio. Again, this is Hyrie, and the song is Wise Man. It is track 3 off her debut self-titled record. I'm gonna hear it right now, then more from our Pearl Street studios right after this on KX93.5.
Once the music hits, you feel no pain, no more, no way. Is what the wise man once said. It's what the wise man once said. Working hard every day.
KX93.5 listener supported radio. That was Wise Man, correct?
Yes, it was.
And Hyrie is the artist. She's here in our Pearl Street studios right now. Tomorrow at the San Diego County Fairgrounds, you are playing.
4 p.m.
You've been fortunate enough to be touring with a full band, which is amazing. And we were kind of talking off the air. Some of those memorable venues when you guys hit the road were that huge reggae fest, right?
Well, yeah, we just played California Roots Festival. That was in Monterey, and I believe it was the fifth annual. And it's grown. I mean, it was like 30,000 plus people with, you know, you had Damian Marley, Ziggy Marley, Revolution, Iration,
Soja,
Groundation, Soja.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
Basically
names.
Everyone who's relevant in the scene is playing that thing. I saw Ziggy Marley not too long ago. He's got a full band as well.
Yeah.
And hell of a set they put together.
That's an important thing in reggae, I think, is, you know, you have electronic music and that's cool. But then, you know, when you come to a reggae show, for the most part, you're going to see a bunch of people on stage and it's going to be live and it's going to be raw, you know. And
totally.
Even though it's kind of changing and it's shifting now to where there's more electronic and there's more synth, and that's something that we do a lot, but you know, I have 7 people on stage, so you're gonna hear live instruments.
Right, and that's key. And also, you're probably getting a crash course on being a band leader at this point, which is pretty much a skill. You know, when you see jam bands on stage, there's always that one front man or something who is the glue to everything. You know, how has that been for you?
It's a humbling experience. It could be overwhelming, but the band, you know, they treat me pretty well, and Zeno was saying that they call me Mama Hyrie on the road because I'm either cooking or I'm tucking them into bed or making sure that they ate or, you know, just
and you very
mothering
well,
them.
Well, maybe the youngest one on the tour bus.
Youngest, definitely. Yeah, of the 10.
The website again, it is hyriemusic.com.
And it's H-I-R-I-E.
There you go. You did bring a beautiful looking ukulele. Is that how I'm supposed to pronounce
it?
Yes,
it's a new wave ukulele right here, and it's made in San Diego, actually.
By Taylor?
No, by New Wave Ukulele, but the guy Eric Vosbrink, he used to work for Taylor Guitars, so
cool.
he's got that.
That's a very
craftsmanship
cool, custom-made instrument you got there.
Yeah.
And then again, more of a stripped-down version. You'd normally play the electric bass, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But we got an acoustic guitar, and what do you call that instrument?
So this is a Hohner melodica.
A melodica.
In the 1940s, they used to use these to tune pianos back in the day. So.
Wow. I feel like since you're lacking the horn section today, I feel like that is a good compromise.
It is.
Yeah.
We're all improvising today. We just kind of figured it out in the parking lot, and we didn't want to plan it. We just kind of wanted to wing
it. Downstairs in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So great. So if we could kind of reposition the mics where they're supposed to be to play live here in the studio. This is Hyrie live on KX93.5. And what did you guys decide to play first?
So this one is going to be If You Love Me Back.
Beautiful. Whenever you guys are ready on KX93.5.
Back when you want me to stay, and
you love me back, say that you do. If you love me back, say that you do. You hide like you've got nowhere to be. Your wings were clipped, but I set you free. I'm blind to all that you've been through, but if you love me back, say that you do. If you love me back, say that you do. Like me, and with hearts on their sleeves, they were the fools. And if I loved you like them, what would you do? He said, if I loved you like them, what would you do? Been hit with the truth, guess I never bothered to read the signs, 'cause you were never mine. This whole time I was a fool to believe I deserve you.
Awesome. That is so good. Sounds so good, you guys.
Thank you.
That was live in our studio. That is Hyrie on listener-supported KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM. Please keep us in the loop musically with what you're doing. And if you're playing shows in SoCal, we're happy to get the word out, you know?
Thank you. That's so nice. I'll do that for sure.
Absolutely. Originally, you're from where?
I was born in the Philippines, and then I grew up in Italy for about 9 years, and then I moved to Hawaii. So I lived there for about 11 years, and that's where I got most of my influence. I actually have a few listeners coming in from Hawaii. Hi, Skyla.
Hi, everybody. Anybody else to say hi to now that we have you here?
Oh, you know, our family, our friends. I'm sure the other half of our band are listening in, doing some damage control on the other end.
Have you ever done the crowdfunding thing, like Kickstarter campaigns and stuff?
Yeah, to fund our first tour. We did a Kickstarter, and I think we had about, you know, maybe 200 fans at the time, and they funded us $8,000. So that was amazing. I mean, you know, that got us on our first tour and essentially where we are now. So
that's great. I've heard success stories, and I've also heard stories where people don't really raise a lot of money on Kickstarter.
It's hard.
You know?
It's hard. You have to really push, you know.
You have to promise the fans something when it's all said and done, right?
Yeah,
so what did you promise to gift them?
We gave away, like, you know, shirts and signed albums, signed posters, you know.
Songbooks.
Oh, I did lyric sheets. Those were difficult.
So you have to write down all the lyrics.
Yeah, I think I had to make 13 with, I think they had like 20 pages per book. So it was, you know, and I didn't want it, you know, my family was like, we'll help. And I was like, no, I have to write it. Because, you know, if they start surfacing on Instagram, the handwritings are all different. They're going to know it wasn't one person.
Sure.
So
no,
I was like,
awesome.
I have to do it.
That's very genuine.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Amazing. She's very
crafty.
Did
all 13. I did all 13 songs on the album per book. So it was cool. It was cool.
Well, we understand, you know, songwriting could be very personal, and we appreciate you sharing your songs with us.
Oh, thank you for listening.
And again, your full-length LP is available right now. HyrieMusic.com is the website. Any advice you would give to an artist who wants to make music their full-time job?
follow your passion, mm-hmm. number one, and find people who are like-minded and who believe in you as well, because I think that's the fuel to your fire, you know, is people that believe in you and that will work beside you, you know, from the ground up.
Cool.
So,
well, congratulations to you on the record and
thank
forming
so
this
much.
Amazing band, and we know we're going to hear from you for years to come. What'd you want to play for us next?
Well, you know, we're working on a second album now, and we don't know when, you know, we'll really get to start recording, but we do have music on the way. So this is a new one here that will be on the album, and this is called You're in Control.
I love it. It's previously unrecorded.
Yes.
Or unreleased.
Unreleased, unrecorded.
And unrecorded.
I mean, you might find it on YouTube, but here it is.
It's a KX93.5 exclusive from Hi-Ree in our Pearl Street studios. Whenever you're ready.
Lights out, smiling through the cracks and the tears and the firm pouts. Hunt with a spear and a slight loose aim for the fear. We just might hit the bullseye. Listen to the voice half spoken. You could take the world any way you've chosen. Break your chain, stop living with the lights out. You're free to choose. Ooh. Break free from the thoughts that hold you back. And now, if you don't know, now you know. Anyway, you're in control. You're in control. You're in control. You're in control. Bound to the lion's might, there's another kingdom in the unseen fight. You could lead herds down the path most chosen, or brace a new world with your arms wide open. Open, whisper to a bird and sing. You are not the only one with songs and wings. I can hear the music of a mental shaking. Can you hear the shackles of a nation breaking, breaking, break your chain? Stop living with the lights out. You're free to choose. Thoughts that hold you back. And now, if you don't know, now you know. Anyway you go, you're in control. 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 Two, three, change it up. Yee!
chain. Stop living with the lights out, 'cause you're free to choose. Ooh, break free from the thoughts that hold you back. And now if you don't know, now you know. Anywhere you go, you're in control.
So good.
Good job, guys.
Good job, everybody. Previously unreleased, unrecorded. That's a new song from Hyrie live in our Pearl Street studios. Anything to touch on to the public who might not be familiar with your music thus far?
Yeah, you know, we're just humbled that, you know, whoever's listening is listening. And, you know, if you don't know who we are, you know, I'm the only one on my Instagram and Facebook. So if you like us or follow us, I'll see that. So, you know, if you're curious, just, you know, get to know us a little. And if you want to come to a show, you know, if you're in the California area, and even if not, we have a fall tour coming up September for 2 months. And it's going to be with Stick Figure and Pacific Dub. And we'll be hitting up, you know, from the West all the way to the East Coast and back. It'll be about 30 plus shows in, I mean, numerous cities. So, you know, just get to know us, follow us on Facebook or Instagram and talk to us. I mean, you know, we're real people and we're independent, and, you know, the listeners are, you know, what gets us going and what gets us on the road. And we just want to say thank you to everybody who does know us, who listened in, and to everyone who doesn't. Hopefully, you know, you'll want to get to know us.
Well, it was a pleasure to meet everybody.
And thank you to my band that came down with me.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Big ups, 93.5 KX.
Yes, there it is. Thank you so much.